Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A man suspected in a recent hit-and-run pedestrian killing was arrested this morning. The pedestrian, Ronnie Wilson, was hit by a Mercedes-Benz SUV on Nashville's Lafayette Street in late March. MNPD quickly identified the driver, 27-year-old Tyler Levy, and interviewed him at his home. He told police he knew nothing of the crash and that his car was damaged from hitting an animal. He later called MNPD to confess. Prosecutors have filed charges against Levy for evidence tampering, leaving the scene of an accident, failure to render aid, and failure to give immediate notice of an accident. The charges will be upgraded now that Wilson has died. Levy is out on bail. Wilson is among the 13 pedestrians who have died after being hit by vehicles in Nashville this year. Tony Carruthers' execution is to take place in a little over a week, and pleas to call it off are ramping up. Tennessee faith and community leaders announced today that they had secured 50,000 signatures asking for Governor Bill Lee to show Carruthers mercy. He's to undergo lethal injection on May 21st. He was convicted in 1996 of murdering three people in Shelby County. There are lawsuits underway asking the state to run untested DNA samples from the scene. That's because there has been no physical evidence placing Carruthers there, and because the samples have never been compared to the other suspect in the murder. The ACLU of Tennessee filed a lawsuit arguing the conviction relied mostly on a paid informant's testimony and that the informant recanted in a television interview. The Nashville Banner notes that Carruthers hasn't had the opportunity to advocate for himself publicly. Since a policy changed in 2015, Tennessee's prison system doesn't allow interviews with inmates in person or institutional phone lines or via the inmate's prison-issued tablet. A social media influencer was arrested in Clarksville after allegedly shooting a man outside the county courthouse. Montgomery County District Attorney General Robert Nash says Dalton Eatherly, also known online as Chud the Builder, was involved in a confrontation early Wednesday afternoon outside the courthouse. According to Clarksville Now, a witness says the man punched Eatherly. Nash says Eatherly then opened fire and appeared to shoot himself in the arm in the process. Eatherly, who has gained attention on some platforms for posting videos calling other people racial slurs, was taken into custody.